me. Someone is with me currently in studio.
Steffi's back! Yay! Welcome home, beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We missed you. It's so nice to see your face. You're even glowing, Steffi.
I missed you too. The funny thing is, I was thinking about it while I was away.
Okay.
So I missed a lot of people. Obviously friends, and I missed colleagues. Mm-hmm. But because you've got Instagram and you see people's Instagram stories.
Yes.
I still felt like I knew what was going on in your lives.
That makes sense.
So like I was still watching your Instagram stories and seeing the events you were going to and the hosting you were doing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I still felt like a part of your life a little bit.
Up to date. Yes.
And it did make me think that shame.
shame.
Our parents in the olden days, what did they do? Like they go on holiday or they leave or maybe they move to a different country and they're gone for like 6 months or a year. And unless you're writing letters, right?
Mm.
Or maybe speaking on the phone when there were phones, but it would have been expensive.
Yeah.
How did you just stay up to date with all of your friends, because you have so many friends, right?
They didn't, Steffi.
They didn't, and that's what, and it made me realize I just really am thankful to be a child of like now and in the 2000s have access to things like social media and the internet, and I can feel connected to people no matter where I am.
Steffi, you don't understand. I was literally saying the same thing a couple of days ago.
Really?
I promise you, one of my bosses, yeah, he was telling me about how when you like were going to shoots back in the day, if you got lost, you had to wait to find a petrol station, and then they'd have like a big map there, and you'd have to find your way. And I was like, thank you, Google Maps. There's no ways I would have been able to do that.
I'm so sorry. Even me now on my holiday, I literally had a conversation. I was like, how did they do this?
Yes.
You're driving, at one point you're driving like 7 hours in a day. How did you do that? With a map?
And
with a map?
Even before that, with horses?
No, man, please.
No,
and,
thank
and
you.
And the stars?
No.
And the moon? And the sun? And a compass? No, man.
So nice to be part of this generation.
I am so glad that we were born into modern society. Look,
yes,
some people might be able to travel back in time and survive. You and me, nah, girl.
No, never.
No.
We would just like, we'd stick where we are and that would be the end.
We were not made to be from the olden days.
No.
Oh, but I'm so glad to be back.
It's so good to have you back, Steffi.
And to hear all the nice African music again. I missed it. What's coming up in 5 months today?
Okie dokie. So speaking of South Africa, we obviously know that not too long ago, the movie Woman King was shooting in SA with Viola Davis, Tuson Mbetu, John Boyega, all of this like really big cast,
huge
like people.
Names.
Yes. Mm. So in studio with us today, we're going to be chatting to the people who choreographed for the movie. So they were working with Viola Davis, like cracking jokes with Viola.
Yes.
Exactly.
Hanging, being friends. Dude. Being besties.
Exactly. So we're going to be chatting to them. And that's going to be really awesome. And then later on, we are going to be getting into what you were talking about in terms of social media, you know, with the generation of it. But the question today is, do you want your partner to post you on social media? Right?
Oh,
it's a contentious question.
It is such a contentious question. Because depends on how long.
Yes.
We've been dating. Firstly, don't post me in the first week.
Like,
don't post me in the first month, baby.
If
I'm
you
so
do that,
sorry.
It's over.
It's not. No. But I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah.
There's this whole trend where you can go on TikTok, and it's about posting your partner, but in ways to still maintain privacy.
Ooh.
So there's a whole genre of pictures and poses and things that you can do with a partner who you're keeping private a little bit, but you still want to show that you're in a relationship. You still want people to know, look, I have a boyfriend, I'm taken, like, you know, don't be sliding into my DMs, but do it in a way that is still respectful of the partner's privacy as well. And there's a whole genre of pictures. So it's like including your man's hand in like a picture holding instead of like his whole face or whatever.
But now, Steffi, it feels like you're hiding the person.
No, but not hiding. It's about privacy. It's about privacy and it's about respect, especially people who aren't necessarily social media people themselves.
And so. I guess so, right? But in the Republic of South Africa.
Yeah, listen.
You might find out that you're dating someone's husband.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Somebody looks at them like, I recognize that freckle.
That hand.
On that one finger looks very familiar to me.
Exactly.
And then you've got 17 people commenting going, hey, that freckle is a familiar freckle. This is going to be a fun conversation. Looking forward to it. Brandon the Big Dudes with Shimza. Weekend special. That's it from me, Steffi. Be back on air on Monday. That's a wrap on Friday almost. Hope you have a phenomenal weekend. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.